Nofuk alei koilo, a rumor went out about him, to ka'ochol arya diyatni, that he's doing a terrible thing. He's eating off the fields, the fruits that come off a field that belongs to Yisraimim. A terrible thing. So Amulai Abaye said to Rav Sharshum, Eimali izi gufud yud, like, please tell me exactly this case. What happened? Like, what's going on here? Is it true what I hear or not? Are you really eating or not? Heichi Evi, tell me the exact story. What happened? Amulai, so Rabba Bashashum told Abaye like this. Arya dimashkunto heve nakitna miyavuan. Diyasni. You know, when the true that you say them now, but a year or two ago when the father was alive, I lent money to the father, and the father gave me back a field for a mashkin. And Rashbam says it's called a mashkanta, the Surya. We had him by Mitzin as a Neshach, the Kosovoki, the bottom line of Rashbam. That's written in a mashkin like this, that the Mishlim, Shon and Ilan, at the end of these 3 or 4 years, whatever you make up, Tefagar your double a kesef. Then you, the Malva, has to give me back the loiva, the field, and I don't have to pay any money. But like Kesef, that's the type of a deal. In other words, true Reuven first lent Shimon $100. So Shimon gives back his field to Reuven for 5 years and makes up. You could eat the fruit for the next 5 years. But after that, you give me back my field and I'm finished with you. That's the way I'm paying you back the $100. That's the Mashkanta de Surya. That the way I pay you back is, you can use my field for the next 5 years, all the fruits you eat, work on it, and then it comes back to me and I'm free. So, Rabba Bashashum said that's what happened with the Yisraelim's father. When the father was still alive, I lent him money, and he gave me back this field, the Torah Samashkanta the Surya. So I had a right to this for 3 or 4 years. Good, the father died after 2 years, but so what? I still have a right to eat the field as long as the conditions were. Yeah. Now, the Hevel, what happened also was, I took this mashkin from the father. Now the heavily zuzi achrino gabei. Yishno, I again lent money to the Yisraimim. Let Yisraimim secondly also owe me money, excluding the father's chayiv. Yisraimim also owe me money. Rashi says shnitzchayiv li she mashkin aleim. On that I don't have a mashkin. Just time I once lent money to the Yisraimim. And the now what happened was like this. V'yachalta shnei mashkanta. Now really, Rabba Bashashum finished the 4 years from the original father. After the father gave him this field for 4 years, really I admit that I finished eating those 4 years. And really what I'm supposed to do now is give this field back to the Yisraimim. But I mean, I'm saying to myself like this, listen, if I'm going to return this field back to the Yisraimim, and then I want to collect the money that I lent them separately, could be by even the father. And I lent the father money. That I have other money that I'm supposed to get back from their father. And now that the father died, I'm supposed to get the money back from you, the Yisraimim. So he says, listen, I'm going to lose out. Because if I'm going to go and collect the money separately from the Yisraimim, Omer Rabbonin, the klal, the Rabbonin said, the Rabbonin, Haboli Porim Nichsi Yisraimim. Anybody that comes to collect money from Yisraimim, halacha is, even though you have a shtar, still La Yifrei LeBeshua. You only have a right to collect the money if you first swear. You have to swear that you did not receive the money yet and that they owe it to you. Therefore, Rabba Bar Shashum said, I don't want to swear. I don't want to have to go make a shvua to collect my money from the assignment. So therefore, what am I going to do? I'll do like this better. Ela rather ach v'shei l'shtar mashkanta. I'm going to hold back. I'm going to collect here. I'm going to rip it up. Or rather, elam. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to hide the shtar mashkanta that I have from the father. That there it says they only have a right to eat this field, use it for 4 years. And those 4 years are up. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to continue using it and eating up another $100 worth that they owe me. V'yoichel ashir zuzi. And I'm going to eat another $100 worth because they owe me another $100. Why? Temigo di b'ino amino l'kuchi b'yodi. Because really, if I wanted to, I could have just said that I bought this field off the father. Like, I'm eating here already 3 years, I have a shtar, I have a chazaka. Either there's a shtar mashkin involved, I'll hide the shtar mashkin and nobody can see it. So if I wanted to be a liar, I could have really said that I bought this field off the father. And I ate already shtar chazaka, I would get it. So, he be yodi mehem, and I would be believed like that. So now, ki yamino di isli zuziga baichu. Now that I'm saying that the field, I don't own the real field. The real field is supposed to go back to them. But believe me that they still owe me $100. is mehem mehemno. Just he said, it's kemina dietzligamach mehemno. That's what Rav Hashem is saying. So now believe me now that they really owe me the money. And therefore, I'm not stand eating the field of Yisaimim. I'm doing a mitzvah adin. That the Maaseh, they still owe me $100, and I have a nigel to be believed. Therefore, I'm taking the liberty to eat it without going through a shvua. Omalei. Abaye. So Abaye said back to Rava Bashashum, Omalei, listen, lekucha biyodil matas amrit. You can't say that you bought the field. That much you can't say. Why do you call a koila to Yarya the Yasmi? There's a koil rumor going around now that says clearly this field belongs to the Yisaimim. So you can't say now that it belongs to you, that you bought it. So Shpam speaks out more, but the aid the koil is going now is Rav Shpam says the ikal koil of the Yedus the Yarya the Yasmi that this field really belongs to the Yisaimim. Tahashto shlimo shnei mashkanto that right now first finishes your few years of the mashkin. The chivon diyadis, the is koil aloch. Everybody knows it's a koil. Diyar yelav mashkanti gaboch. Lo lekucha. So ain lechom machog zelam izu. So you can't tie in the chazaka. Like everybody knows about this. So manashach, your time to say you could have said you bought it off them. That's not true. Elazil. Therefore, what you have to do right now is ahadrin alayu. What you have to do right now is give back this field to the Yisaimim. You have no right to take it and eat it for another $100 worth. But you say they still owe you money, okay? When they grow older, then you'll collect your money then. But the pshat is right now, the Yisraelim do not have to pay up. Because we hold Priyas Balchayv is a mitzvah. Not that someone lent you money, you have to pay back, that's a mitzvah. And Yisraelim Ketanim Allah Vene Mitzvahs Nenu. So Kolzaman, the Yisraelim Ketanim, they do not have to pay up their father's chayvus. Therefore, you're going to have to wait now until it becomes by mitzvah. When the Yisraelim become by mitzvah, then they're a bar mitzvah, then you have a right to go and tell them, listen, we lent your father $100, he owes us the money, you have to pay us back. So really, if so, like Taiz asked the question then, the Chur before, why did the Gemara have to say he didn't want to give back the field because he'll have to swear? Look, Taiz speaks out, Taiz says, Afopi shaf b'shvuli ha'yokli par mehem. What he's saying right now, even if he would swear in Bezdin that they owe him money, still he wouldn't be able to collect it. Until they become gedolim, because before that the law b'nei mitzvah. The amin of lechigavli yishter dina badayu. That wouldn't have bothered him so much. What bothered him more was the shvua. That's what bothered him. Therefore, first he wanted to just keep the karka to eat another $100 worth by himself. And Abai says, no, you have no nemunas on that. Your migu is not a good migu. Therefore, you have to give the field back right now. You have time to owe your money. When they become gedolim, you'll argue. You'll go to the dinter with them then. Now the Gemara says, Krive de Ravidi Baravin Shachif. Ravidi Baravin's Koriv, his wife, his father, his uncle, died. And the Shalom now, who yashin these palm trees? The Shovak Diklo. And he left over for Yerusha some palm trees. Ravidi Baravin Omar no Kriv Natvei. So Ravidi Baravin said, listen, the trees belong to me now. My uncle died, he had no other Krivim, I'm the closest one. It belongs to me. What happened was, Biyosu Gavra, another person came and said, no, Omar, I know Kariv Natvei. Hey, you say you're a curve, I'm a bigger curve. I'm closer than you are. Therefore, this palm tree belongs to me. So, my brother says, Mitoch Shloi Noida, me curve, Yosef, since we do not know which one tank is the bigger curve, Hechsa Gois Ish Mekarko, if we show you all them Yosef, he was stronger than the second one, he went and straight as the Karko. So, now what do we do now? Ravidi Varav wasn't strong enough, so the second person went into the Karko. L'saif, at the end, what happened was, oy delay the EU curve tvei. At the end, what happened was, that bully admitted to Avidi Baravan that really, he was more curve. Rashi says, L'saif, shonash nesayim, oy delay he machzik, to Avidi Baravan. At the end, the 2 or 3 years, that person, that strong person admitted that really, you, Avidi Baravan, you're a closer person, you're a closer curve. You're closer than me, and therefore, really, you have the right to yarshin this deckle tree and not me. So even though he was eating the fruits, the dates, for the last 2 or 3 years, but now he admitted that the tree should go to Ravidi Baravin. So what happened was, Ukmei Rav Chizda Biyodei. Rav Chizda says, okay, if you're admitting, so therefore we'll give the tree now to Ravidi Baravin. Omalei, so now that Ravidi Baravin got the tree, Omalei, now he said back, listen, if so, Lehedeli Peri Diyocha Mihu Yoyme Ad Hashto. I want you to pay me back all the fruit that you ate the last 2 years. Because up until now, you were the bully, you grabbed the tree, I couldn't get it away from you. But now you're admitting that I'm a bigger korif. So it comes out now that all this time, you were eating fruits off my tree. So I want you to pay me back. You have no right to eat the fruits these last 2 or 3 years. Pay it back to me. Rashi responds, "Ladily, who got repay with Yochum? Who yom had idna? To mean ayom shemais kravi shechaltum shleikadin. Like now it's a gloy milsa. The tree belonged to me since the time my korov died. So you waited shleikadin. All right, turn over."
Yes, the Gemara says.
So Rav Chisda said back to him, "Omar zel shaymim alav shod adam gadol hu." That's to say upon you, Ravid Barav, that you're a great person. Aman kasamachmar. Listen, who are you relying right now that says that this field, this tree belongs to you? Ahai, only upon this karif. That the other one is admitting now that you're a karif tvei. You're only relying on him. His soho komar, the yano mekarv natvei. He is the one that's saying it. What does that mean to say? Look at the Rashbam. Ahai, Rashbam says, Ahai dois tiv. We're only relying on the fact that that person right now is admitting that you're the real Korov. Now, that person up until now was saying not like that. Up until now, he was saying, I'm a closer person. And you know, I ate the Paris Kadasa Kadin. Why? Because called Yolan Govar. In a case where we do not know who the real owner is, that's a cloud by karka, we say, called Yolam Govar. Whoever's stronger can grab it. We'll see later on exactly what that means. The Machlokes Rishonim. If it means whoever can bring a better proof to Bezdin, or it means Mamish literally, whoever's stronger could grab it. But that was the psak up until now. Whoever was strong had a right to keep it. See, he was stronger than you, therefore he kept it. Now, Vizesha Moedachshov, that he's admitting right now that it belongs to you. Harayu Kenais Nechor, Esilam Midaito. It's like it's giving you a present right now. Even though up until now the din was called the Olam Govar, he had a right to keep it really. Just right now he's admitting. Since Haidor, we look as if he wants to give you a present right now. So he's like giving you this tree for a present, so that's all. Keep the tree right now, but the fruits that he ate up until now, that you have no right to get.